Hello, this is Scott.
Hello, sir. My name is Albert. I'm calling you from Local Splash. We have a client interview scheduled for today. It's going to take about 30 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Sure, yeah. But yeah, this should be okay.
Perfect. Let's start by reviewing the information in the account. I see you did not set up the security question. You have three options. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, where do you set that up? Sorry, I didn't see that in the...
You actually set that up with me. I can put
okay,
in the question and the answer. Your mother's maiden name? Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Either city, and then that's Lithgow, L-I-C-H-D-O-W.
Lithgow, okay.
Lith, L-I-C-H-G-O-W.
G-O-W, okay.
How do I log into the account? And then, is there a way, because I didn't receive an actual invoice. I need to get an invoice as well.
One second, please. Okay, the account, you'll be able to log in once the account has been... everything has gone to the back office team for a quality check, and then the password and username are emailed to you once everything is set up. That takes a few days, but you'll receive that to your email. And an invoice, you mean like a receipt for the payment you made?
Yeah. I haven't seen a receipt.
I see. Let's see.
So I really need to get a receipt so I can do my stuff. I got.
I see. What I can do is I can send you a screenshot of the payment as we see it from our end. I see.
I would also like to get an actual receipt. Like, I don't see how that wouldn't be possible. You know what I mean?
I understand.
So otherwise, it's a bit, this little bit weird.
Sure. I'm going to ask the back office team to see how we can send that receipt to you. One second.
Yeah, you should be able to email me a receipt. And then email me the agreement I signed.
Definitely. One second. Okay. Well, I wait on them to give me that information. I'll just go over the rest of the details on your account. But I've sent them the request. I'm just waiting for them to reply.
Okay.
Perfect. I have the company name as North Surveying and Mapping.
Correct.
And the address I have here is 1071 Dean Drive Northwest in Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is there a suite or unit number associated to that address?
No, this is that's a residential address.
Ah, okay. One second. All right. Now I have the email as scott.north@northsm.com.
Yes.
Thank you. And the phone number for the company is 404-203-1147?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Here, I'm not sure if you were informed, but we have a service called call tracking feature where we generate another local area phone number for your company. That'll be the number that is promoted to your clients, but the calls are still routing to the existing phone number you just confirmed. It has no additional charge, and with this on the client dashboard, you're able to see stats for the calls you get, filter out calls or block calls. Do you want us to generate another phone number for you?
What would be the number? Like, would it be an Atlanta-based number?
Yes, it would be a local number, but it's generated by the system. So you'll be sent an email with the new generated number. And if you ever have an issue with that, we can remove it or see about generating another number.
All right, so that number, what happens is they call it and then it gets rerouted to my phone. Is that what happens?
Yes.
So what's the... And then what again is the benefit of that?
On the client dashboard, you're able to see the stats for the calls you get, filter out calls or block calls. That's the main purpose. And if you're using your personal phone, it's a way to keep your personal phone number not listed online.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I will go ahead and generate one for you. Now, I see a note here that you already have your own website. It's northsm.com. Okay. Well, you have two options there. One, yes?
Yeah, the website I have is northsm.com.
Perfect. You have two options there. One, we can leave the website just as it is and promote it with no changes made to it. Or if you're the owner of the website and you want us to redesign the website, we can do so. You would just need to share with us the username, password, and where you purchased the website.
What would you be doing for redesign, though?
Well, we would do a complete redesign of the website, but the way I'm looking at the website right now, it's actually very nice. I would actually keep it the way it is, to be honest with you. But if you want us to change the layout and the design of it, we can do so.
I think for now I like the way I did it. And anything I probably need to do is just look for more text edits for SEO purposes. But for now, I like the layout of it. But I appreciate you letting me know.
No problem. I will leave it as is. And... let's see. Now let's go ahead and talk about the keywords, which are what your clients are going to type online to find your services. Let's see here. I have a quick list, and I also see you have a specified list on your website about the services you offer, which is lot,
yeah,
properties, staking, boundary surveys, topographic surveys, ATLA, NSPS, land title surveys, cell tower surveys. It's quite a long list. I can add all those things to it, and I have just a couple of short. I can also add land surveyor, maybe construction site preparation or building site preparation, or I'm not sure if land inspection also applies.
Not land inspection, but land surveyor. I do have construction support services already as a service.
Okay.
You can put property survey in there.
Another one. Property survey. Okay.
So I think unless there's other suggestions that you have, I'm not sure if you got survey versus surveying. I'm not sure if that is a different.
Definitely. I can add surveying services. Surveying services?
Yeah.
Okay. I added that as well. And I'm also going to add the list that's on your services page on your website.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Perfect. We're also going to send you a copy of that list to your email. If you think of anything later on you'd like to add, you can do so just by replying to that email.
Great. Thank you.
Perfect. No problem. One sec. Okay, let's continue. The next part is just a couple of quick questions to see how we're going to market your business online. Is there anything your clients have told you they like about your business? Maybe it's the customer service, the prices you offer, the quality of work, anything at all you've been told?
Yes, services, responsiveness, updates. Quality.
Perfect. I've added all those to the list and do you already have your own mission statement? Let me just see if maybe you have one on your website. One second.
I believe I do. Yeah, I've got a mission statement in there. It's on the main page.
Oh, you're right. Yes, it says mission. It says North Surveying and Mapping was founded on a mission to provide professional and responsive services that exceed the expectations of all its clients. Perfect. I'll leave that one. Let's see. And let me see. Do you have a tagline or slogan? Usually it's a very short phrase, and a lot of people place it like on business cards or on like vehicles sometimes.
I don't. That was always something I was thinking about. I have to think about that one because that's one of the things sort of on my mind. I just don't want to come up with one just out of the blue, if that makes sense. So at the moment, I do not.
Okay, no problem. We can leave that empty for now. If you ever think of anything, we can update that later. Okay.
Yeah. Right now.
Perfect. And let me just see here. Okay, the terms and conditions seems like it was sent to you, and the back office team is asking for you to check your spam in case it went to there. And
I thought I signed it yesterday. I went, and I can go back to one of those. I did get the website, and I did it on my phone. Maybe you could resend it, and I can re-sign it. Looking, because I got the subscription term, but then the link has expired. But I went through it yesterday on my phone. But maybe you could resend it if I didn't do it. I believe
okay,
I did.
I'm asking them to resend it now.
Okay. And I went through and added all the stuff in that Google Doc. I did already go through with Google last week and get my company verified at the company on there.
I see. And I'm also having them resend the email, the receipt to your email as well. They're working on that now.
Okay. Oh, great.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and continue. What year did you start your business?
Last year.
2023, all right. And how many people work in your business?
Just myself at the moment.
Perfect. I assume you do both residential and commercial work, right?
Correct.
Perfect. What are your hours of operation?
It's 8 to 5. I have on the website.
8 a.m. to 5, okay. And that's Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Just Monday to Friday, and then obviously that could change.
Okay, so I can put the weekend by appointment?
On that. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, do that. The link still is expired when I got the email. It won't let me go in on my computer. The link for the subscription.
1 second.
Because I did it yesterday on my cell phone.
It says there the email doesn't open at all. It should have something that says, please click here for terms and conditions.
It opens, but when you go to the subscription terms link, all right, it says the link has expired. Let me try and open it in a different browser. Yes, like the local / terms of experience. Look, it says that that link has expired. I did it in Chrome and in Microsoft Explorer, and that didn't work.
Okay, so it didn't open the terms and conditions again?
No, it still says that link expired.
Okay. It's because it seems like you already signed it. 1 second.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Okay. It seems from our end, we did receive it signed already. I'm going to ask him to see how we can send this out to you later on. Because we got to see how, once you sign it, it doesn't seem to, it expires the link basically. But I'm going to ask him to see how we can send that again. Did you receive the receipt by any chance?
I got a text message. There's that email address. Like it's making the choosing logo. It's the something there. Looking for it. Check in. C1 there. Yeah, C1. It seems weird. All right. Let me see if I can go and sign into that thing on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says that's still expired on my phone. But, yeah, the email came through on my phone. Okay.
Okay. So you're not able to open it on different browsers or on the phone, right?
What's that, sorry?
The terms and conditions, you're not able to open it on any device or browser?
No, it won't let me because, like what I said, the link doesn't work. All right.
Mm.
But I've got the invoice. I saw a screen. Like I see, I have that.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Like I saw that as a screen capture.
Okay, the back office team is going to manually send you the copy of the terms and conditions. They have to work on this, but you should receive it later on.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, let's go ahead and continue. You said weekends by appointment. By the way, what payment methods do you accept?
Payments right now, check, Zelle, yeah, check and Zelle, so like those types of payments.
Just check and Zelle? No cash or other
electronic payments? Well, cash is fine. I don't see too many people paying in cash these days. But yeah, cash is fine.
Oh, perfect. I place cash, check, and Zelle.
Yeah. Like,
by the way,
yeah, I don't see too many people using cash, right? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, every now and then you do come across someone, but you know, it's good to at least let them know.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not sure if it's required in the state you live in, but are you licensed and insured?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. By any chance, do you remember your license number?
Yes, 3176.
3176?
Yes.
Thank you. And I see you live in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Do you want us to promote your business within a 20-mile radius, 30-mile, 40, 50-mile, or it could be even more? It really depends on how far you're going to go for your work.
I think you do like 20 or 30. 20 is good. 30 miles start getting a bit out there, mate.
Oh, definitely. 20 miles pretty much covers the whole city. By the way, do you already have your own Google Business profile?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Let's see. Let me just see if I can find it here. Do you have access to that right now?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I'm going to send you a link so you can go to the Google Business Profile Manager page. One second. Okay, I was not able to find it on my end, but maybe you can. I'm going to go ahead and send you that link. One second.
Yeah, if you Google North Surveying and Mapping, it'll pop up. So do I go to North Office Profile Settings?
Oh, yes, Business Profile Settings, and then you select People and Access.
Yes.
And then select Add.
Okay.
And then it's going to ask you for an email. You're going to type in a bunch of numbers, which is our agency number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's 552, then 554, then 6200. And automatically something should show up that says local/listings. You just select that.
Yeah.
Then
okay.
Select manager and then add or invite.
Okay, you should have it now.
Perfect. Let me just double check if we received the invite. Yep, I got it. North Surveying Mapping. One second. Perfect. I found it. It's one with a wood fence and a surveying kind of like tripod thing.
Yeah, that's one.
Perfect. One second. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get to work on optimizing that, making sure the information is correct. And let's see. By the way, Google Business Profile offers a free service called Google Business Profile Messaging. That allows your clients to send you messages directly through that profile. Would you like us to set that service up for you?
Sure. That'd be great.
Perfect. Now, let me just see if you already have your own Yelp page. I'm not able to see one. Do you have one or ever attempted to make one?
Yeah, I have one.
Oh, you do? Let me check here. Huh. For some reason, it doesn't show up next to your profile.
Oh, okay. Oh, it should be, I see that list should be linked on Google. How do I link that?
Hmm.
I have a Yelp and I have an Angie.
We just need the Yelp page because you can add us as administrator and we can manage that page for you.
Sure.
Okay.
How do I do that?
Perfect. I just gotta find the link and we'll send you an email with instructions on how to add us as administrator. It's very simple. Let's see. Or if you have access to a desktop, I can give you the instructions now.
I'm on the desktop right now.
Oh, okay, sure. Go ahead and log into your Yelp.
Yeah, I'm there right now.
Okay. One second. And okay, then you're going to select the option that looks like right next to the upper right-hand side where your profile picture is. A little bit to the left of that, there's going to be an icon that looks like three bars with like a check mark on it.
Yes, so that's the profile.
Okay, you select that, and then you select account settings. Okay, then you're going to go to user management. And it says select organization.
I'm just trying to go to there now. This way. So that's the profile. I'm looking in there now. I don't see. I'm looking for the I don't see the next step.
I send you the email with the pictures of what you're supposed to be looking at.
Okay.
It's titled How to Add Us to Yelp as Administrator in an existing page, basically. Let me see if it was sent out already.
Yeah, that means I'm looking right now. All right.
Okay. One second, just refreshing. That's strange. One second. I'm trying to see why it's lagging from my end. Okay. And then it's going to show you some pictures there of exactly what I was describing. do you see those menu options, the little three bars?
I see the one. What it's asking for is, it's not showing that one little step when you go in there to set up. It's like the profile hasn't been set up completely, so it's not allowing me to do... Sorry. It's not when I go into that button, it keeps going back to the business hours. Yeah, it's like it's trying to get through.
That's on.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I don't know why it's on that. Because there's a... Yeah, I don't know why it's on that. It's like it's weird. It's going to, it's trying to make sure I've got the hours in there for the day. It's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And something is holding it up.
Okay, maybe you haven't finished the setup of your Yelp page. Maybe that's what it's asking you to do. Let's see.
Maybe. I'm looking at that now. I don't know if I have an Angie page, but I am doing some ads with Angie. And then the Angie Lee thing. Just so you're aware of that.
While you work on that, I'm going to search for your Yelp from my end. One second.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Oh, I think I found it. It's got like a picture of a asphalt with an open manhole, or?
No, that wouldn't be it. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It should be North Surveying and Mapping is the name of it.
Okay. I found one that says True North Surveying and Mapping.
No, that's not it. It's there are some other companies that have that.
Let's see.
You can't see it? Yeah.
No, not from my end. I get sent to your Google Business profile mostly. But if you like, I'm not sure if you can get the link to it, if you can find it from your end. And you can send it to me in a text message. I can send you the word hello, and you can respond with the... Okay. I'll send it to the phone that ends with 1147.
Sure.
Okay. I sent it just now. Let me know once you send the link, which is, the domain name link.
Yeah, I didn't need to recommend. Because I've got it on my computer, but you sent me the text message. Am I able to email?
Yeah, definitely. I'll send you an email right away. Just for the link. One second. I'll send it to the north. I'm sorry, Scott.north email.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I sent it just now. Go ahead and reply to that email with that link, please. If you don't get it, just check the spam.
I just sent you back a response.
Oh, okay, 1 second. Ah, perfect. Let me see. Oh, okay. You sent me the login page for your account.
Oh, okay.
I just need the link, like how everyone else sees your advertisement.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
No problem.
Sorry. For some reason, it's stuck on this one thing. Did you get that one?
1 second, I'm checking now. Oh, yes, I found it. It's got lots of pictures of woods.
Yeah, I just need to get some more photos of more urban stuff.
Perfect. Yep. Okay, I'll add that to the info here. All I need to know is, were you able to follow the pictures that I sent you for adding us as administrator?
The weird thing is that once it's stuck for some reason on this Yelp for the business. It's, won't let me get part, like it's trying to get me to set up something on there. That won't let me go there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it might be that you need to take some time to set it up and then it'll allow you to follow those steps. Once you do, we'll go ahead and take it from there. The back office team will be on the lookout for the access and optimize the page, make sure the information is correct, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Perfect. Let's go ahead and continue. Do you already have your own business Facebook page?
Not a Facebook page. No, I don't.
Okay. We are going
to
go ahead and create one for you. Let's see. Do you have your own personal Facebook account?
I do, but I don't really use it. But yeah, I do.
Okay. Perfect. We are just going to ask you to share that with us so that we can make you the owner of the page that we're going to create for you.
Sure. How do I sit? What do you need for that one?
Sure. Do you have the application on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and open it.
Yep.
All right. You're going to tap on your picture. Usually it's inside of a circle. It'll send you to your profile page, just how everyone else sees it.
Yeah, I'm on the main profile. Yep.
Okay. You're going to see an icon that looks like three dots off to the right, a little bit down. It's very small.
Yep. I see it.
Okay. Click on that, then scroll all the way to the bottom, and it'll give you the option to copy link.
Okay, I see it. And then
Once you copy it, go ahead and send it as a response to the word hello I sent you earlier.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Let me just see if I got it.
Get that? You still there? Hello?
The next thing is...
Sorry, Matt. I'm just trying to get my phone connected.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah, I'm here.
I was just going to ask you, the next part is just seeing how you prefer your clients to contact you. You have three options. You have to let us know which one you prefer. It could either be a Facebook message, or it could be a phone call, or your clients can fill out a Facebook form, which gathers your client's contact details, and that is sent to your email and also to your phone in a text message.
I think the third one would be the best, right? Is that the one that most people do? What do you think?
Definitely, because not everyone is always available to answer calls all the time.
Yeah.
So this is a great way to get back to them once you're available.
Yep.
Perfect. Now, if we need to call you here from Local Splash from Monday to Friday, what times are you available?
I guess, yeah, during business hours, it just depends. Sometimes I may be in the field, you know, like I may be working on site, so that may limit me, but yeah, during the weekday.
Ah, definitely. We'll put your business hours. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and explain the emails you're going to receive. The first email is going to be the keywords email, the list that we went over at the beginning. If you want to make any changes or remove something, you could do so by just replying to that email.
Okay, great.
The next email is going to be the photos email. That's where you can send us pictures of your work that we can use for your ads or the profile. You can send us up to 20 pictures at a time. You could also include your logo along with those pictures. In the meantime, we will use high-quality stock photos related to your industry. If you see anything that we add that you don't like, let us know and we'll change the image. Also, the pictures that we use are copyright protected. If anyone tries to contact you about copyright issues, let us know first before replying to them.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect. After that, the next thing you're going to get is the login credentials for the client dashboard. That's where you're going to see your company's online performance, like the clicks you're getting, the words people use to find you, the calls you're getting, the places we advertise you on, and you can make changes to the keywords as well. And it's mobile friendly, so you can use this on your cell phone. Okay,
great.
After that, the next email you're going to get is the call tracking email, which will show you the phone that we've generated for you, the phone number. If you have any issues with that, as I mentioned before, let us know. That way we can keep the number consistent on all directories.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Perfect. And as far as the time frame here at Local Splash, we correct and monitor the business information on a daily basis. We will submit the business information we gathered and content we created to the directories within the first 7 to 14 days. So everything should be up and running within that time. And we will also optimize the Google Business Profile, which should be much faster now that you granted us manager access. Usually, most things take about 30 days, at most 45, but in your case, it should be much quicker now that you granted us access.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Now, this will grant your company with more online presence, which can result in all types of calls like service requests or competitors. If you get anyone calling you saying they are Google or companies like Townsquare or Networks requesting more money to finish your Google Business Profile, those are scam calls. If you have any doubts, give us a call first.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Perfect. Nope. No problem. Before we finish the appointment today, I'd like to set up a follow-up appointment 3 weeks from now, which falls on February 16, Friday. Can we call you that day at the same time I called you today?
Yeah, that would work.
Perfect. And you're also going to get a Google Calendar reminder before we call you on that day.
Great.
Perfect. All right. Now, this actually concludes the interview. Thank you for your patience answering my questions. Do you have any questions, any doubts?
No doubts. Just like, yeah, if I book for photos, yeah, I'll just keep sending you some new photos.
Perfect.
Is there like a format or a size limitation for those?
That's actually all explained in the email regarding picture quality, orientation. It's all in that photos email.
Okay, that'd be great. All right, well, look forward to seeing that, I think. And then when should I start seeing, yeah, you said less than 30 days, so that way we should start seeing in that local area the names start to populate, correct?
Correct. That's what we're going to work on. First, I got to send this information to the back office team just for quality control. And everything should be up and running within a week, at most 14 days. But in your case, I'm sure it would be much faster since you're already mostly set up.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. You're going to get our contact information sent to your email. You can call, text, send a live chat, or you can schedule appointments whenever you need. Also, we're available 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And as a reminder, please make sure to review your emails and text messages as we will follow up with you regularly.
Okay. Yeah, the only other thing I just need to probably do is the Yelp thing. And then as far as the Facebook page, you'll send me, will I have access to that as well?
You will. That's what the link that you sent us was for. We'll make you the owner of it. First, it's going to be created, and then someone from that department will either send you a message or call you to let you know it's been set up.
Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you again for taking the call. You have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye.